Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Chof Zayin in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shlishi, starting Aloch Zayin in the bottom Daf Chof Vav Amud Beis. So the Mishnah, Ho'ilech Lishchoit Espischoi V'Lamu L'Espnoi. One is on the way to do a mitzvah. He's about to do Shechitas Pesach or Bris Milah. And another example of Lechol Sudas Eusin B'Beis Chomiv. He's going to eat to this Eruvin in the house of his future father-in-law. As he's going, he remembers there's chametz in the house that I did not get rid of. He has enough time to go back, do the biru chametz, and then go back to do the mitzvah yachzer. If not, he just does bitul b'leiv, and meaning he's mivata the chametz, and that is enough, even though there's actual chametz that he knows about in the house. But if it's latzil min hagayis umin hanor umin adleiko, he's on the way to go save people, save Yidden, from an army. Gayis means an army. Umin hanor, or there's a river that was overflowing, or a fire, or a poilus when it's a collapse of buildings or walls. Yivata beliber. Then don't, even if he has time to go back, he should do just rely on bitul b'leiv. But if he's going in order to do to be koine shvisa with an eruv tchumim, then you go back right away. Meaning, even though he has enough time to go and be koine the eruv and come back, still the first thing he should do is get rid of the chometz, because the shvisa rishus is not as important as the bitul chometz. So we have over here three categories. Category number one is the one that it depends if he has enough time to go back or not. Category number two, he never goes back to take care of the chametz. Category number three, he always goes back to take care of the chametz. Says the one of Chozayin and Mudalf on top, look how great is Shalom. Because we compare it to two things that have Karis. Meaning, when a person is going to do Korban Pesach or to do Bris Milah, these are two mitzvahs. The one who does not do them or violates them, he's Chayav Karis. Someone's going to do Sudas Erusin in his future father-in-law's house. Then not only there's no karis, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, but it's because of shalom. He wants to have shalom in the family. If he doesn't come, it's going to insult people. So Chazal compared it to the other two things. It's a going and doing a mitzvah that you have in a karis. Says the Gemara, Milas b'noi v'shchitas pischoi mikoidim. Let's say he has a choice between two mitzvahs, Bris Milah or Korban Pesach. What comes first? Oma prichos min ma dichtiv. The fact it says in the pasuk, he moloi kol zocher ve'az yikrov la'asoy. So he has to make sure that his entire household, I have a Bris Milah, all his slaves, and only then he can do Korban Pesach. Hadohar shimilas b'noi koidim es shchitas pischoi. You see, the Bris Milah comes first. All the Bris Milah has to be done before Korban Pesach starts, so Bris Milah comes first. The Gemara continues, "Afil yochol lachzor v'levayr v'leilich lehatzil," referring to the second part of the Mishnah, that when it says when a person is going to save Yidden, he should go directly, even though he remembers it about the chometz, and he has enough time to go back and get rid of the chometz and still go and save, you don't do it. And now the Gemara refers to the last part of the Mishnah, that it says for he's going to do erev tchumim, he should go back. Even though he has enough time to go to be cutting the eruv, come back home and get rid of the chametz. And the reason for that is, the first one is because maybe people are not going to go save. You want to encourage people to save Yidden. So we say you don't have to worry about anything else. Go now and focus on that only. And regarding Shvisa, it's the exact opposite. He may be Nimshach. Maybe he's going to go be Koyin Eruv, and then he's going to maybe get delayed, and he's going to leave the Chometz at home for not a good reason. Says Gemara, Ma'u Shvisa Zabishus that we talk about in the Mishnah, even Etzel Raboy or Etzel Mishu Godel Mene B'Chachma. Even if he's doing it because he wants to go and learn by his Rebbe, or learn by anybody who's greater than him, and that's why he's doing the Eruv. Kach Shona Rebbe Ha'maise Koydim LaTalmud. Meaning the mitzvah is more chosher than learning Torah. A person has to focus on the maise. So that's why I tell him, you have to get rid of the chametz, even though he wants to learn Torah by his Rebbe. Nimnu ve'alias beis orim alud in that location, wherever was there, concluded a Talmud koyde la maise, learning is greater than maise, because it brings the day maise, as Reb Chaim points out. Rabbi Avo sholach Reb Chanina brei yiski b'tveria. Avo sent his son Reb Chanina to go learn Torah in Tveria. Osun var mulei gomulu chesed. They came back to him and says, you know what your son is doing in Tveria? He's a great chesed, which means he's dealing with the Macy. Shach v'amr le'am, I'm bleeding kvorim b'kistrim, shalachticho le'tveria. He says, I send you from home of Kisrin not to be busy there with Chesed, with the Mesim, being the Chever Kadisha. That he could do at home. I send you there to learn Torah. And because learning is greater than doing a mitzvah, you have to go learn right now. So the Rabban the Kisrin, Amrin, Hadoda Teir Vishesh Mishi Yase. That's only if there's somebody else to do the mitzvah. And then a mitzvah sheyiv shala soysal deachem. Nobody else can do the mitzvah that every person has the chiyuv to do. The Almos is going to tell you a story. They were late to come to Rabbi Lozer. Omrelon anavisun. Why you came so late? Omrelay gomel chesed. We're busy doing chesed. Meaning they were busy with a mace. Omrelon v'loy have a tom on choronin. There's nobody else to do it that you had to do it. This was a ger that did not have anybody else to take care of him. Yes, we are the only ones that were available to take care of him, and that's why they came late to shear. That's the more bring a raya that the maise koidim le Talmud if there's nobody else to do it. Halacha chet zok de mishnah. V'chem mishi yotzim mishalayim v'niskar sheyesh biyodu besar koidish. So the mishnah is referring to something similar to what we said. A person is walking, then he realizes that he forgot chometz. The mishnah brings a case: someone is going out of Yerushalayim, and he realizes he has basar kodesh, he has meat that belongs to korbanos, he has to get rid of. If he passed the place called Soifim, serve him mekoyim. He burns wherever he is. If he's still within the tchum of Soifim, choyzev esoyfer b'fnei habiro me'atzam arocha. He goes and burns it in front of the biro. We'll see later that what a bira means, but if in this case we'll say the harabais, he does it in front of the area of the Beis HaMikdash, Me'atzah Ma'arocha, with the wood of the Ma'arocha, they will give in the Ma'atzah Ma'arocha, meaning they're making him, he doesn't have to go take his own wood, he can take wood from Beis HaMikdash and bring it there. At Kamayim Chozrim, how much you need to have in order to go back, and referring to both this Mishnah regarding the Bosa Kodesh and the previous Mishnah regarding Chometz, both are in cases of kazais. You have a shear of kazais. You have to have the shear of kabeitza, which is more chasha. Kazais is too small. Continues the Mishnah the Chozayim of Beis. They differentiate between Masar Kodesh and Chometz. Zok to Gemara of Simon B'Shem B'Shub and Levi. Which means, that day when Mashiach will come, Kosh Baruch Hu will add to Yerushalayim, he will expand Yerushalayim to the place where when a horse runs, he's going to be Metzilas Asus. What does that mean? Admokom Shasus Rats Ve'eino Yisetzel. I mean, the amount that a horse runs and it doesn't do a shadow. I mean, if you let a horse run from the beginning of the day until the time when there's no shadow, which means noon, because the sun is above and there's no shadow, that is the shear, that's the distance that will be added to Yerushalayim. What is that place? That place is called Soifim. So therefore, even today, in time of Beis HaMikdash, we consider Soifim to be somewhat part of Yerushalayim, because that's where Yerushalayim will expand to. And any meat that's found within Soifim, you bring it back to Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara of Shua Bar Yitzchak, boy, in Koideshu, Yisrefer Mim Koimoy. If we consider Soifim to be part of Yerushalayim, so why do I burn it there? Why do I have to take the Basar Koidesh and bring it back to Beis HaMikdash? And it says the Gemara, "Can I feel Yerushalayim soifim moisul lifnei abira me'atzei amarocha?" Meaning, even if you're in Yerushalayim, we don't just say burn it wherever you want. You burn it in a certain location, next to the bir, next to our abayis me'atzei amarocha, from the wood of the marocha. Where is that location? That's based at Deshen, where you burn the leftovers that come from the mizbeach. Ketuv the Gemara says, "Ha'in yoytze mat ovadle," which means something the left that's mechitza. Like in this case, you have Basar Koidesh leaving Yerushalayim, so Rabbanu gave it a din of a tome. So says the Gemara, Kimitame b'chut, kimitame b'frim. The din is that when you have a basar, a koidish, that became tome, depends where it became tome. If it became tome inside Beis HaMikdash, you burn it inside Beis HaMikdash. But if it became tome outside Beis HaMikdash, you burn it outside Beis HaMikdash. Something which is yoitze, when out of the mechitza, is it considered to be tome inside or tome outside? Omar b'yisi, b'kipan shirim tzapsu machas mekoimo, inasa kimitame b'chut. Meaning the problem is because it's outside. So it's considered to be that it became tummy outside. It belongs to the place where the issue is. Says the my basic boy, no. Toru dvar toira. Atu shikazat lev tumo. Midaraisa, there's no tumo over here. It's a zero derabanan that I yaitza din tumo. Lo daecha shikazat lev tumo shibakesh la soiso kimetame bachutz. Not only you make it tummy, which is not, you want to make it tummy outside, which belongs more to the outside. And like kimetame bifrim. Elamah, we consider it to be Tomei inside, and it has a level of Tumah that was inside that you could burn it inside as well. Now we learned at the end of the Mishnah, Mechleizu, Meir, and Rabbi Yudo, what does the Shia have to go back for? Meir says Kazayis, Rabbi Yudo says Kabeitzo. Says more, he's Tani Umachlof. There is a Bryce that says the opposite. Their Meir is the one who says Beitzo, and Rabbi Yudo is the one who says Kazayis. Ragabach, Rabbi Shiva, Yisikim, and he said like our Mishnah. Rabbi Yudo, Simon, Minehi, the Brochus. If you want to have a simon, who said what? Learn from the sugen brachas. At kam mezamnim, how much you have to eat in order to be joining a zimun? At kazais, that's tarakam who is a mayor. Bidoyim at kabeitzo. Bidoyim says you go with kabeitzo. So you see, Abiyud is the one who's going with the beitza shear, and Rameir is going with the one with the kazais shear. Says more tani pokas mikan in machzirim olav shiachzer. If it's less than the shear, he doesn't have to go back, but he still has to get rid of it. Or by chometz, he has to do pito. Says the gemara ma bein zelaze. Meaning, we're speaking now according to Rabbanon. Rabbanon said that Basar Kreish is Kazayis, and Chometz is Kazbeitz, and it's a bigger shear. What's the difference between the two? Lezeh yesh lo bitul, vezeh yin lo bitul. Chometz, he could do a bitul. Could be mevata the Chometz. So that's why, he, for a smaller shear, he doesn't have to go back. But Basar Kreish doesn't have bitul, so he has to go and burn it. Says more, at kedoyim Basar Kreish. Basar Kreish, we learned that he could go and use the Atzei Ma'arocha to burn it. Chometz, minayim. What about Chometz? Can I use Atzei Ma'arocha to burn the chometz, if someone has chometz? Now, Reb Chaim brings that some have the gear, so they bring you the previous sentence. That why should it be a difference between chometz and Basar Kodesh? Because chometz you can do bitul, Basar Kodesh you can't. How does our Mishnah start? The chain, similar to what we spoke about before, which is chometz, also Basar Kodesh. So the Mishnah is equating the Basar Kodesh to chometz. Any din that applies to one applies to the other. The same Basar Kodesh you can use Atzei Ma'arocha, also chometz you can use Atzei Ma'arocha. With this we conclude the third parak of Masechet Pesachim, Hadron Aloch Perek Ve'elu Oivrim, Hadron Aloch Perek Ve'elu Oivrim, and with this we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Chof Zayin.